I'm Ted O'Farrell, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 through 6 states, I thank my God every time I remember you in all my prayers for all of you. I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. The phrase that jumped out at me was Paul's statement, I always pray with joy. The thought occurred to me, do I always pray with joy? Do I enter into God's presence with joy as I bring my requests before him? Or do I, as a very needy child, cling to him and whine my requests in his ears, with either a begging attitude or a selfish attitude or even a prideful spirit? May our Lord deliver us from selfish praying. May our Lord deliver us from doubtful praying. May our Lord enable us to pray with joy. What does praying with joy look like? How does one intercede this way? If ever we need God to work mightily, it is today. But to bring the request before him in an attitude of joy, how does that work? Looking back at Paul's statement to the Philippians, he began his praying with thanksgiving. I thank my God every time I remember you. When we enter in communion with God, we should enter his presence with thanksgiving, a thankful heart. The Apostle Paul was thankful for his fellow believers in Philippi. When I pray, I need to enter in God's presence with a thankful heart, and one way is to express my thankfulness to God for my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. This is not a small thing. It should be the very first thing. I'm thankful for you. When was the last time you thanked God for your fellow believer? Paul goes on and says, in all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel, verses 4 and 5. Paul was able to pray with joy because of their partnership in the gospel. They were committed believers doing the work of the ministry. This encouraged Paul. This gave him joy. This gave him the ability to pray and say, in all my prayers for all of you, he prayed with joy. I can honestly say I haven't reached that level yet. Sometimes I find that I bring others before the Lord and I want God to straighten them out on my behalf. Maybe instead I should thank God for their faith in Christ, their partnership in the ministry, and their walk with God, then asking God to use them for his glory. God doesn't need me to be the Holy Spirit. I need to let the Holy Spirit work in the hearts and lives of my fellow believers. Paul also prayed with joy because he knew God was at work in their lives, molding them, shaping them, transforming them more and more to be like Jesus. This gave Paul joy and the ability to pray with joy for them. God wants us to enter into his presence with a thankful and grateful heart. He wants us to pray for our fellow believers with joy because of their commitment to Christ, their calling to the gospel ministry, and how God is continuing to work in their lives. God has not given up on them. Why should we? When was the last time you thanked God with joy for a fellow believer? Lord, I thank you for their partnership in the gospel and for their love for you. I thank you for the way you are working in their life, a good work. Continue to do so. Thank you for building your church your way for your glory. May we all discover, like Paul, the practice and the possibility of always praying with joy. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.